What's the latest track of this winter storm?
So we're expecting the snow to move in to the Triangle region. Certainly around by 6 o'clock it'll be snowing. But when's it going to start? Well, it could be as early as 4 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, if I'm working today in the Triangle region or maybe anywhere in the listening area, I would be prepared to, if you have the opportunity to leave a little early and get home a little early before the typical afternoon rush hour, I'd probably take that opportunity if you have it, because snow, the first flakes could be flying by 4 p.m., but certainly by 5, 6 p.m., it's going to be coming down.
Okay. I am curious because we have this winter weather advisory for part of the Triangle, right? So I'm wondering maybe if you live in Wake County, particularly the eastern part of Wake County versus maybe like Durham or Orange County, are we going to see a significant difference in the weather between those two areas?
Well, let's put this whole thing into context. We're talking temperatures that are 20 degrees below normal. We're talking temperatures that will barely hit freezing. So the ground's cold. You know, that even if it's, I wouldn't focus on the amount.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you get an inch, a half an inch, 2 inches. It doesn't really matter because it's so cold that even if you get a dusting of snow on the ground, on the road, it's going to start collecting and there could be slick spots that develop. You know, usually what really, I've found that the worst is these amounts, these light snow amounts where we don't even get an inch, where we get a half inch of snow. Oftentimes people think, it's not a big deal. We're not getting that much. Those end up being the worst because, you know, that light coating is just enough to make roads slick. And then start, you know, people are still going out. They're thinking, it's not a big deal. Next thing you know, there's traffic jams, there's slick spots, there's problems. So that's the thing I'm concerned about the most.
It sounds like the heaviest amounts of snowfall, though, are going to be down toward the coastal region of our state. Is it rare for the coast to see significant snow?
Well, I would say given the storm track offshore, that pattern, it's not rare for the coastal areas to get the snow given that storm track. But you're right. Place this event in terms of amounts, if you're looking for you know, deeper snow, and when I say deeper, I'm talking maybe 2, 3, 4 inches of snow, which, that's all going to be mostly east of I-95. So east of I-95, absolutely. There's winter storm warnings out for eastern North Carolina. If you're heading down toward Wilmington, it's going to be a lot of sleet. it's going to be a mess down there with the sleet. But if you're basically west of I-95, over towards the Triangle, maybe down towards Sanford, that's where the amounts are going to be really light, but still impactful. Again, just the light coating could create problems on roads and especially bridges.
What's the timing? You mentioned starting 4, 5, 6 o'clock. When's all this going to be out of here and we start to clear up?
For the Triangle region, it'll end shortly after midnight. For areas across eastern North Carolina, east of I-95, it's going to take till daybreak before the snow's out. So certainly that's, again, for folks who may be listening east of I-95, I'd be prepared for a more substantial event. Now, of course, that's a concern, but the temperatures, too. I mean, we're talking single-digit wind chill readings tonight places toward the Triad, Greensboro, will see 0 degree wind chill readings. So, again, we need to be prepared for that hazard as well, for cold. Watch your, especially if you have exposed pipes, you might want to let the water drip, in the sink somewhere, or wherever the furthest is downstream in your home. Turn that faucet on, let the water drip just to prevent frozen pipes.
The National Weather Service issued a cold weather advisory. Growing up, I don't remember cold weather advisories. Is this something new from the National Weather Service?
Yes, that is brand new for this year. Cold weather advisories and excessive cold warnings when we have to issue those basically no longer factor in the wind. We never had a warning for cold in the past. It was always a wind chill advisory, which, you know, confused some folks because, you know, it would require it to be windy when, in fact, there would be really, really cold nights without the wind, and then you'd see wind chill warnings or wind chill, you know, advisories because we didn't have any other way to convey the cold. So now the cold advisory is brand new for this year, and it doesn't matter if we're getting to those readings by wind or no wind. It factors out the wind to make it less confusing. The bottom line is if we're a cold advisory, just means it's going to be dangerously cold outside.
Mm. Okay. Remind us again, Nick, kind of the timing, the impacts, and all that good stuff as I let you go.
So radar actually is showing some returns back towards Charlotte right now, but that's not reaching the ground. We expect the first of the flakes to reach the ground, particularly in the Triangle area, as early as 4 p.m. But then really it's going to start picking up in coverage and intensity by 5 p.m. this afternoon. By 6 o'clock, all of the Triangle region, all of the I-95 corridor is going to be snowing, and then things just kind of continue to snow off and on right through the evening hours.
All right, Nick, I'm going to be even more careful coming in tomorrow. How about that?
Sounds good, because it'll be icy the next few mornings.
Okay, good tip. Nick Pietro from the National Weather Service. Nick, thanks for the time as always. I hope we get a chance to talk soon, maybe about some warmer weather sometime in the near future.
We'll hope. Take care.